Welcome back to the Immersive English Podcast, episode 19. My name is David and I'm your host. This is part three in a three-part series in which I interview people with somewhat unconventional jobs, and the theme is the dream job. Is the dream job a real thing, or is it just a fantasy? So throughout this series, I've asked the people about their jobs, sort of to get their perspective, and maybe gain some insight on this whole idea of the dream job and whether or not it's a real thing. So in this episode, I interviewed Heide from Germany, who is a team member of an organization called Enneagram for Life. Now, if you're not familiar with the Enneagram, it's a growth-oriented personality typology system consisting of 9 types. I think what makes the Enneagram different from some other systems of typology is that it's not so much about the behaviors, but more about specific survival strategies that develop from childhood wounding. So each type is kind of like a response to a childhood wound, and it's a survival strategy that you learn in your childhood. And the strength of the Enneagram is that by recognizing the sort of limiting behavior patterns of your particular type, you can start to kind of overcome them and grow and develop as a person. Now, while Heide works for an Enneagram organization, we won't talk about the Enneagram itself too much during the interview, but one thing that she will mention a few times is that her type is type 3. So the only thing that you really need to know about that is just that type 3 is a very success-oriented type. They're kind of people that are always striving to succeed and to achieve and to be productive. And other than that, she actually, before she started working for this organization, she worked for Procter & Gamble for over 30 years, and that's a huge American company. They produce personal hygiene products and all kinds of other products. And just throughout the interview, she refers to Procter & Gamble as P&G. So just be aware of that during the interview. She'll use the term P&G, and that's Procter & Gamble, the company that she used to work for. So without any further introduction, here is the interview with Heide.
School, but dropped out, so now I'm here to stay. And for a scanty wage, the boss is working me like a slave. When I punch in and punch out, I keep up your speed.
All right, so my first question is, when you meet somebody for the first time, when you meet someone and they ask you what you do for a living, what do you say?
When I was still with P&G, my answer was like, I'm working in the finance department and leading a group of employees. Mm-hmm. We are doing consolidation and stuff like that now. So I think I would still start with like, I was more than 30 years working in the finance department of a big company and da, da, da. So, and then I would, depending on whether the person would be interested or not in what mm-hmm. I'm really doing, I think I would relate to a kind of interest on the other side. But I think there is a challenge for me in that sense, like in the P&G world, I was very successful. Let's put it like this, because I have never been to university. And then it was, at least from a career point of view, it was a big success to being a normal clerk in the finance area and then being promoted to management and next level management and then upper management like that. So this is a great story for a type 3 to tell the people. You can be a role model in terms of like being successful, climbing up the career ladder.
Yeah.
For me, there was then another role model related to, which was like being a mom working full time. So this was then another role which I could easily talk about and relate to because I was working full time and had two kids. And I was up, which was at this point of time, as I mentioned, my kids are 31 and 70s and 27. At this point of time in Germany, this was really a challenge in terms of like you as a mom are, a raven mother, which is a typical German ausdruck. Raven is Rabe, which means you are neglecting the kids. You cannot go to work because your husband is going to work and earning money. So why the hell are you going? And then even older men, they would even tell you like, you are taking away the job for a man. What are you doing there?
Wow.
Yeah. And this was really, and I was always telling those people, leave me alone. That's my decision. I need to earn my own money.
Right. Yeah.
It was my decision.
So you worked at Procter & Gamble for 30 years, more or less?
More than 30 years.
More than 30 years. And then how long have you been working with this Enneagram stuff?
Since 2000. I got to know the Enneagram since 2013.
Okay.
But I think there is a relationship to some extent to this. Already during my time in P&G, a topic of my heart, a topic of my heart was to support people in personal development.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have named it at this point of time personal development, but as I was mentoring and supporting younger people, often younger women as well, in terms of like, okay, how to manage family and career and whatever, and how to be successful within the company, which is also a very interesting topic. I was putting a lot of time to this area of work as well. I dedicated a lot of time to these topics, not only to all the financial stuff.
Right.
And I was really happy when the people were talking about, oh, Heide, she's such a great boss. Yes, because she is taking care of her employees and not only of the business.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it was kind of a natural transition for you.
Exactly. And then, and this is now the difference, there is a difference in the way I work with the Enneagram versus I have worked with P&G. And for me, it's within P&G, it was like, okay, what is the salary paid at the end of the month? Where is the salary paycheck? Is it enough? Oh, I need to ask for a rise, whatever. So, and this is gone.
Yeah.
And this is sometimes then the inner struggle I do have as well in terms of like, of course we are earning money, but this is not the...
Not the end goal.
Yeah, this is not the ultimate goal. No, it's not the first idea. It's more like, okay, the Enneagram is perfect program. I love to bring it to the world, this exchange about the types and whatever and get younger people interested in the stuff. That's perfect. I love it. And this is different. And this is where I then struggle with my own development in terms of, am I really allowed to do the things I just like to do versus I do not need to do?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think like for some people, it would be like sort of a less stressful situation to not be so concerned about the money. But for you, it's almost like it is stressful because you feel like you have to earn money in a way. Is that accurate?
Exactly. And I have the luxury situation that the P&G company is doing on a regular basis. I think I should not name it the way, but it is the way. It's like age discrimination. So once people are getting older, you get an invite to your boss like, okay, how many years do you still want to work? I'm only 55, so why the hell should I stop working? Yeah, but you are already 55 and there are many other, and you could do different things. Okay. And then there is typically restructuring programs, which is like you get money without showing up at work.
Right. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm earning money and I do not need to do anything for it. And then right. I calmed down myself, you know, telling the people, oh, but I have done so much work before, so this is only, it's already well deserved, which is a kind of like, a stupid excuse.
Right. So you preferred to just leave the company and then do something completely different.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, okay, fine, I can go. And I think there was another thing coming at this point of time together, which was like, I'm not sure whether I talked about this. My little brother was dying of cancer, was passing away with cancer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, so I was starting to think about some topics a bit differently. So it was like, okay, I was getting older, which is part of the story. There was the passing away of my brother. There was this luxury financial condition. So I earn money without going to office every single day, which is perfect, which is perfect.
Yeah. So it gave you the freedom to focus on something that's really enjoyable to you.
Exactly.
And so how would you describe your role on the team? Is it mainly as a coach or?
In the team, within the team, it's very helpful to have a type 3 in the team. Of course, the type 3 is looking to the processes, making sure that agreed next steps are done, stuff like that. So there is kind of engine,
mm-hmm.
which is, that's me.
Okay. So you're somewhat responsible for like the business aspect.
Exactly.
Of the Enneagram for Life organization. Exactly.
The bank account, the tax declarations, the invoicing and stuff like that. So all this, I am automatically writing every single meeting minute when we do have our regular meetings. So my role in the team is also, to be the engine and somehow also the process owner. Let's put it like this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is a kind of natural role for me, so I do not need to put too much effort in these things. For me, it's not.
It comes naturally to you.
Yeah, exactly. It comes naturally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, that's cool.
Then, in the team, I am then doing the introductory stuff, like courses and trainings for beginners. Let's put it like this. Because I do not have enough, self-confidence to really teach all the stuff in the
interview. Yeah.
So, which is a normal process, but as the Enneagram is so important for me, Heide, and not only from a business perspective, Enneagram for Life, but for me, Heide, there is a thing that I am somehow, let's name it struggling, which might be too strong, but there is this thing like, it's so important. So I feel more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vulnerable compared to P&G business meetings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in some ways you felt more at ease when you're at Procter & Gamble.
Yes.
And here, sometimes you feel a little bit like out of your comfort zone.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And the comfort zone is then putting so much stress on me and then putting so much emotions to it as well. And I think that's the difference. I have thought many times on this one. There is a big, big difference. The P&G, it was not, if you think about like, is it fun to prepare an Excel chart, to do the accounting of whatever, to do a budget control and find out, okay, overspend or underspend? Is it fun? No. The fun was doing the work, getting appreciated, and meet all the people, and not necessarily the content. Whereas now with the Enneagram, the content is suddenly more to my heart.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you think that there is such a thing as a dream job?
Honestly, I think there are people who know what their dream job is. But there are many, many others who don't know what their dream job is.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretend to have their their dream job. So,
yeah.
And maybe they even, I can take again my son as an example. It's really interesting story. My husband is a judge at the German court in Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's an upper court. It's not the Supreme Court or whatever, but it's an upper court. Yeah.
Right.
The Oberlandesgericht. Okay. So my husband is a judge since ages. My son, already as a little boy, he was starting to, I will study law and I will become a judge like daddy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was not a question.
Right.
So what was happening? He was doing the school in excellence, really perfect. He was starting to study law. After 2.5 years, something, he had like a crisis. In terms of like, is studying law really the thing what I wanted to do?
Right.
Not sure. And we had a lot. I remember it like it was yesterday. And we had a long, long discussion. He and me here in the garden. The sun was shining. And I was trying to tell him like, you can stop if this is not what you want to, because he likes to write. A journalist, he likes to do doing photographing, stuff like that, so he could do so many things, but
right.
I want to be a judge. I will finish the studies. Okay, so what happened? He did finish the studies with excellence again, and what happens to excellent students of law? You get a call from the country. Like asking, okay, do you want to be a judge? And because you need to have certain results to be a judge at all. And then, okay, it happens to my son. He got the call. Everything was very expected. And it was natural for everybody because this was his dream from the time he was a little boy.
Right.
At least everybody thought it, including himself.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what happened? He started to work as a judge. In March, whatever, 3 years ago, something. He started to work as a judge. The whole family was proud like crazy. Yeah. Oh, Carol was a judge as well. And my husband was like, oh, my son, isn't it great? And blah, blah, blah. So it took 2 days. 2 days. He started on a Thursday. On Saturday, I got a telephone call late in the evening with a crying son. He never cried before. I made a wrong decision. Never, ever I would like to do this job.
Wow.
So his dream job has disappeared within 2 days of reality being at the court. It was like, and I was like, oh, wait a second, stop. Don't overreact and da, da, da. But it was already decided at this point of time. It was decided. So what happened? He was very frustrated and he was really getting sick. Honestly, he was getting sick. So he stopped. Everybody was saying, are you crazy? What are you doing? Who the hell can be a judge? You can be a judge and you are just putting it away, throwing it away. What are you doing there? You can't do it. My husband was getting a crisis as well in terms of like, oh my God, is he crazy? And I'm always like, he doesn't like to do it. So better he decides now versus taking the pain, working in an area you don't like and getting sick, really sick.
Yeah.
What's the story about this? Okay. So, and then he really stopped working at a judge, a job, and he was finding now a job within the, what is the English word? Verbraucherberatung, which is consultancy for consumers. Let's put
it. Okay. Yeah.
So there he can combine his knowledge of the laws and the judiciary system, let's put it like this, and helping people to find a way through the jungle of this. And now he's happy. Okay. So there is a dream job, but you might not even know what the dream job is if you would find it.
Yeah, I think that's the most difficult thing. So that being said, I'm going to ask, my last question will be a difficult one, but like, if somebody came to you, a young person, or not even necessarily a young person, but someone that, that they were maybe somewhat in the position of your son, where they weren't sure if the career path they were going down was the right one, and they wanted to find their dream job, or at least a job that was well suited to them, but they weren't sure how to know what their dream job would be. What kind of advice would you give a person like that?
My advice would always be honest with yourself, what you like to do, what you like to do. Try to find out what is really what you love to do and not what you think you love to do, which is, it's hard to do, but that's the important thing. And another thing, which is also hard to do, but it's like, find your own way, regardless what the others are saying, which is, think about as a type three, my typical behavior is like, what are the others thinking? But my advice would always be, do what your inner feeling, your inner wishes somehow tell you. And yes, you might not see the right solution right away, but you will find it during the way. And I think this is part of this. So it's, there is a standard expectation delivered to these young students, and then they go to whatever all these big five consultancies are, whether they name it, what is the name of them? The Accentures or the McKinsey's or however these big, big companies are. It's always the same story. They come from university, and I have run a lot of interviews with people starting with P&G, young managers. Yeah? Same story. Yeah, I knew from the very beginning I want to do and then work within the consultancy or in the finance area or whatever. And I was always, don't tell me stories. You didn't know. You think you know. Mm-hmm. And you have done, you have decided to go to a university and do the studies of economics or whatever because everybody around you told you you can earn a lot of money and this is the way to be successful and da-da-da. And you could do international exchange with big companies. But is it really what your inner, and I think that's the challenge within our, with our economic system. You need to be brave to decide, okay, I go my own way.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Heide. If you are a German speaker, go ahead and check out her organization, Enneagram for Life. I'll provide a link to that in the show notes. Special thanks to Ordovich for the song Punch In, Punch Out that was featured on this episode, and to the Young Pioneers for the intro and outro music, which is their song Citizen Soldier. If you are looking to improve your English, or if you know someone who wants to improve their English, I am an experienced teacher who gives English lessons online via Skype and similar platforms. You can get in touch with me on my homepage, immersoexperiences.com. That's I-M-M-E-R-S-O experiences.com. Aside from that, thanks a lot for listening. Take it easy, and I'll talk to you next time.